Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new programme on 3TFM Radio, Sunday Half Hour, appropriately enough because it is Sunday and it lasts 3 hours. No, just kidding, it lasts only half an hour. But it's a packed half hour full of music and chat from me, Alec Noble, a local minister, minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church at the corner of Saltcoats High Road and Dalry Road. My aim is to inspire you, encourage you, uplift you, comfort and challenge you. Each week the music and chat will focus on a different theme. Today we start with a nautical sea theme, because the three towns are by the sea, and because I was brought up in Fraserburgh by the North Sea. My grandfather was a fisherman, my dad a fish market salesman. So let's begin right away with a poem entitled By the Sea, and it was written by Grace Holt Litchfield. I walked alone beside the sea, and as I walked, there seemed to be an unseen friend walked by my side, as I wondered at the changing tide. He rules the sea, the sky, the land, the moon and stars hear his command. All else but man joins his melody of love and faith and harmony. His gentle voice spoke from the sea, "Be not afraid, just follow me." I noticed not the time or way as we walked and talked that day. I lingered there until the sun dipped in the sea and day was done. My cares, my fears all slipped away because I walked with him that day. I hurried home by duty called. All seemed right within its walls. My hopes renewed, tears washed away because I talked with God that day. Now let's hear from Jerry and the Pacemakers. You'll never walk alone.
When you walk through storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be touched and blown.
Speaking about walking, never walking alone, and walking by the seaside, have you heard the famous illustration of the footprints? It goes like this. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, My son, my precious child, I love you and would never leave you during your times of trials and sufferings. When you see only one set of footprints, look again closely. They're my footprints. It was then that I carried you. Now here's Simon and Garfunkel singing Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Sail on, my, your time has come.
Those of us who live by the sea, as we do in the Three Towns, know that the sea is both a friend and a foe. It can be calm and it can be stormy. It gives fishing folk their livelihoods, but it also takes away their lives. The Jews in the Bible, when they were thinking of heaven, thought of it as a place with no sea, because the sea took away so many loved ones. Remember the story in the Bible of Jesus calming the storm on the Sea of Galilee? The disciples were frightened they were going to sink. Jesus was asleep in the boat, but they waken him up and he stands up and says to the wind and waves, "Be calm." And there was a great calm. It's a good metaphor of how Jesus calms the storms in our life. I was actually on the Sea of Galilee on holiday once, and I was on a boat and my mind was racing away thinking of these things, that story. And it was a beautiful sunset and I was taking photographs, and then suddenly a big cloud came along and it started to rain, so I went down below. And then the cloud passed and went back up again on deck and I was taking photographs again. And then the thought occurred to me, isn't that like life? There's a time when it's just plain sailing, everything's calm and nice, and then a big dark cloud comes along and we're in a period of gloom and doom and rain. But then the cloud passes. The sun was always there and I was always there, but this cloud temporarily came between me and the sun. God is always there, we're always here, but sometimes things come between us and break our relationship. But be assured, he is there. Here's a song by Don Francisco all about the time when Peter walked on water on the Sea of Galilee. This is entitled Voyage to Gennesaret.
Off for Gennesaret in the first watch of the night. But a storm blew up at midnight, coming hard down on the prow. We started losing headway, shipping water stern and bow. When someone shouted loud, "Hey, look to starboard on the sea!" The men screamed out in terror at the form we all could see. A man was walking on the water, and we trembled, cried, and prayed. But he stopped and turned and spoke to us, "It is I, don't be afraid." I shouted out to Jesus, "If it's you, then call to me, and tell me now to come to you and walk across the sea." Without a second's thought, he looked at me and answered, "Come." My insides turned to water, my mind went blank and numb. I climbed across the gunwale, looking straight into his eyes. But long before I reached his side, the wind began to rise, and I forgot him in an instant, and I sank just like a stone. I cried out, "Jesus, save me," and his hand was on my own. "Old man of little faith," he said, "what made you doubt my word? Have you been this long with me without knowing what you've heard?" We climbed into the boat, and all at once the wind was gone. The sea turned calm and gentle, the day began to dawn. We knelt amazed and worshipped him for the power he displayed. For all that we had seen had left us wondering and dismayed. It was not till after Pentecost I could really understand. But even when I doubted him, he did not let go my hand.
That was Don Francisco singing about that incident when Peter walked on water with Jesus. Listen to it being read by Jamie Stewart in the Scots Gospel. It's from Matthew chapter 14 at verse 22.
A storm arose, and the boat was tossed about by the waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them, walking on the water.
When the disciples saw him walking in the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out for fear. And Jesus spake to them, be of get hurt? It is I, dinna fear. Peter answered, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee in the water. Jesus said, come. And when Peter got down to the boat, he walked on the water to gang to Jesus. But when he felt the fury of the wind, he was seized with fear. And as he began to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. At Yens, Jesus raxed at his horn and gripped him, saying to him, Oh, thou hast such small faith. Why did you fear? And as soon as they got into the boat, the wind was loud. The men on the boat fell at his feet, crying, Truly, thou art the Son of God.
That's my favourite Bible story, especially when I feel out of my depth. Jesus doing miracles is one thing, but this is ordinary Pete from down the street. If we look at the storm and ourselves, we sink. But if we look to Jesus, we can walk on water, do the impossible. I apply that on a Sunday in the pulpit. If I'm looking at all the people looking at me, I get very self-conscious and can crack up. But if I forget that side of it and concentrate on Jesus and on the material, then I'm okay. Jesus is always nearer than we think, as in that story. Jesus can transform fear into thrill. There's not much between a fear and a thrill, but Jesus makes that difference. And the bit that fascinates me most in that story is when Jesus says to Peter, Come. And that one word was so much. He was comforting him, saying, Okay, Peter, come on then, it's okay. Step out of the boat, walk in the water towards me. But he was also challenging him. Right, if you want to launch out, you go for it, son. Come. And the comfort and the challenge was only experienced in the commitment. Peter had to get out of the boat, put his feet on the water and start walking. The rest were clinging to a sinking ship. They weren't much safer. But when he went overboard for Jesus, his fears became a thrill of walking on water with Jesus. Here's Don Francisco again singing, I'll never let go of your hand. And just picture Peter walking on water with Jesus holding him by the hand.
I know what you've been hearing. Seen you hide your fear, embarrassed by your weaknesses, afraid to let me near. I wish you knew how much I long for you to understand. No matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. I know you've been forsaken by all you've known before. When you failed their expectations, they frowned and closed the door. But even if your heart itself should lose the will to stand, no matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. Life that I have given you, no one can take away, 'cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. Don't you fear to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even if you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never let go of your hand. Have given you, no no one can take away. 'Cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. So don't you fear to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. Even when you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never, never let go of your hand. I'll never let go of your hand.
I'll never let go of your hand. Isn't that a lovely picture? If you think of a handshake, it symbolizes friendship or a relationship. It takes two to make a handshake, and it's a beautiful thought that our hand is in God's. Some days our hand grasp on God goes limp. Some days our grasp on God goes quite rebellious and we tug away. But you can't break the handshake unless the two parties let go. And God promises to hold us by the hand and never let us go. So put your hand into the hand of the God from Galilee. Here's Michael Card now singing, Jesus loves me, he has me by the hand.
Jesus loves me, I know it's true, because he died for me, and he died for you.
Everything boils down to these three words: Jesus loves me. Can you sing from the heart, Jesus loves me? Whether you feel it or not, whether you sing it or not, I can promise you, Jesus does love you. See you next week, same time, 3T FM.
Love is very wonderful, oh wonderful love. So high, can't get over it, so low, can't get under it, so wide, I can't get round it, oh wonderful love. Jesus, love is very wonderful.
Jesus, love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful.
Jesus'
love is very wonderful.